Chof Tam is July 23rd, we're on page Kuf Lamed Hey, citing a very Yesodist, fundamental, deep idea from the Shev Shmeitz in his introduction. Again, the Shev Shmeitz is a classic sefer in learning. Very often, the core of the body of the sefer is classic in Lomdus, and the introduction is classic in Machshava. So we have this idea that he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh that the neshama and its origin is like mei boros, and after living a life of Torah mitzvahs, like a mei be'er, mayim of be'er. A bor has nothing of its own, and the water has to be placed there. It has to be gathered and placed there artificially. A be'er well provides for itself, so to speak. And that's the difference between the neshama before it comes down to this world and afterward, is this notion of earning. We saw when we learned, Derech Hashem, that the idea of earning it for yourself is because the greatest thing man can do is to imitate his creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem the way he is. The closest we can come to being the Be'etzim, we're not, because we were created. But the closest we can do is at some level to earn what we have. That's another level of depth. But he says the reason why Mei Be'er is called Mayim Chayim is because life means earned. Sone Matonos Yechia. Actually, a famous word from a footnote that way, which I see from this, is really based on the Zohar HaKadosh. So in that second quoted paragraph, we're kind of five lines from the end of it. Vim kain kol zman hayos ha-nefesh b'makora v'hi b'chinas bar. So long as the nefesh is in its origin, and it's in the category of a sister and a collected, ein lochias, doesn't have life. Ki me'atzma reikahi, because on its own, of itself, it is empty. Rak masha mashpiyin osa, adridita heina v'novas, hi bebechinas be'er v'yesh lachias. I'm not quite sure about the wording, but what we translate as the opportunity we give it, until it comes down and it flows, it gets to operate on its own, then it's in the realm of Be'er, and it has life. Like Mayim Chayim of Be'er. L'zeh Amar V'yipach B'apav Nishmas Chayim is why the Pasuk says he breathed into his nostrils soul of life. V'hainu de'ikar b'riyas Adam al ha'aretz. What do you mean he breathed into him life? The Nishma was alive before it got here. But being put into this world is life. Nefesh, which already was alive, should be in the category of Be'er. V'tikari nishmas chayim. V'zev, and this is what the pasuk means, Eila ha-mitzvahs asher yasa osam ha-odam v'chay b'hem. These are the mitzvahs the person should do, the pasuk in Achrimos, and he'll live by them. What does it mean, he'll live by them? It means by doing the mitzvahs and earning schar, that makes him truly alive. Chias means earned. So, as he said when he introduced this paragraph, this is not so much about avoda prat, this is about avoda in general, but it's worthwhile. I've always felt to cite it here.
It's not going to be early to say a person needs to work.
What's that?
A person needs to work to get his reward.
Yeah. This is nothing. The question, why bother? Why, if HaKadosh Baruch wants to do good for us, just give the neshama that state of being without having to go through all the trouble. It has to be earned. That's the answer. Asod HaGadol Shel Brias Adam Olam Hazeh, the great secret of creation of man in this world, is Ki Dafka Kan Yizke Lios Nevea Me'atzmi. Only here can he be Zoche to be flowing on his own. L'chius Atzmis, the independent, self-earned, let's say, life. And the Shama b'makar machzavta rak makabela shef zohar elyon. And the Shama in the source where it's hewn from only receives it's a beneficiary of an aura of higher radiance. Khan, here, all Yidei Avodosa, by way of its service. Yitzizka l'shefa kodesh shek'ilu me'atzmahu noveya. It merits a holy aura. It's as if it flows on its own. V'imki bevadai gam ha-be'er enesh sho'eves me'me'a me'atzma. Even though the truth is, even when we call it a be'er, it's not really drawing on its own. V'shefa noam elyon magiel adam rakmite kusa b'kdusha. And this bounty aura of pleasantness from above reaches it only because of its clinging to Kedusha. It's not really on its own. But because Hare Kinyan Atzmi Yeshla Bazed has an independent acquisition.
This is what you're saying. Olam Haba, it's a bore.
So when it goes to Olam Haba afterward, it's Be'er.
It's
that state of being. If it's unearned, it's like it was given to you.
And once it's earned, and
once you earn it, then
remains there.
Yeah. And he's just pointing out that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'etzim. He's the only one who has everything on his own. Everything else is a beneficiary. We're still really recipients. But earned benefit is closer to independence than unearned.
There's that gestaltness, the sense of activity, doing something, is punishment of the water metaphor or whatever else. It's not static.
I think we relate to the concept that there's a greater self of independence, a sense of independence when you earn something. So we can bask in the glory of Hashem, but if we were just given that opportunity and we didn't do anything to get it, it's what's called namat kisuf, it's the bread of embarrassment. If a person had to work at it, had challenges, and had the sionos, then it's more, quote-unquote, his.
So how do you inculcate somebody to hate the gift and say, it's sona, matana?
I think there's an innate sense of wanting to earn things. People
stuff to say, like, happiness. 13-year-old.
Maturity is something else, but people take pride in what they earn. I think real happiness comes from things that people work for.
Right.
Take a 13-year-old, tell them, okay, I'm gonna pronounce you the champion athlete of the competition. You're not gonna actually compete, but we'll just call you that. They're gonna be happy.
Mm-hmm.
People want to have a challenge and actually earn it. I think it's a reflection of this. Again, it's a deep question. Why did it have to be that way? We're asking why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world a certain way. People see this and say, well, why couldn't he have made it that there's satisfaction in without earning that? I don't know the answer to that, but that's the way it is.
Well, I think the original Garden of Eden was meant to be that way. People would live forever. They didn't have to work.
Yeah.
But then we sinned.
Yeah, I don't. The Sfarim don't refer to this as a function of chait. You have to know what that original. I think there would have been achievement without nisayon, without yetzahara, but I think there still would have been challenge. I don't know. It's a deep question. But anyway, Avodas Batorah Machiyosav, his sustenance is the Avod in Torah. Or Chodesh Misgala Me'ata Bavod Dusena Protas. A new light is revealed here, by way of this, in our personal Avoda. Sherei Kol Sod HaYoseinu Ale Admos Hudafka Lizkos Lachiyos Atzmos. The whole secret of our existence on earth, of our being put on earth, is specifically to merit independent chiyus, al yidei avoda atzmus, by independent avoda. Hein zoi mataras talmud chacham, lios mayan amusgaber vatara ish chai. This is the goal of a talmud chacham, to be a burgeoning mayan. And so now we're using the term mayan, it takes on a new meaning, because we're not just using it as a metaphor. That's the terminology in the Zohar Kodesh, a water source that replenishes itself. It doesn't have to be filled artificially. That's a living person. All right, that's his introduction. The that's the mavo. Here, here's the psicha. Psicha lavo de pratis page kuflamidvav. Yoser me'asher b'sharim hakodmim. More than in the previous sections. Anu nechnosim b'shar ze l'toch olameinu hapnimi. We're entering in this section into our inner world. Hein tza'adenu harishon b'avodaseinu hapratisu. Behold, our first step, tzad is a footstep, in our personal avoda is lilmod ki ani zehu olam malei. To learn that oneself is a whole world. Ein ha ani rak osif teguvos al misrachish mechutzalo. The ani is not just a collection of responses to what's going on around him, outside of him. Ve'osif she'ifos l'masha chutz bimenu, and a collection of yearnings for what is outside of him. It's not reactionary. And it's not just yearnings for the external. Lo ha'ani atzmo hina olam ha'chai chayim atzmiyim. Ani itself is, it has its own life, its own independent life. Mirov b'nei ha'adam nelam kalil olam p'nimize. For most people, it's entirely hidden, this world. Rov b'nei adam chayim es chayim b'kivun ela olam ha'chitzoni. Most people live their lives with a focus on what's external. And they're afraid to turn the focus of their lives inward, el atzmam, to themselves, blue rak l'shah, even for a short time, mostly because of slida's the term in the Shabbos, Yad Saletus Bo, it's so hot that you touch it, your hand recoils. So there's a recoiling, there's a knee-jerk kind of a fear before a hidden world, a world that is hidden and foreign to them. I'd have to focus on myself, I'll live my life, you know, whatever happens I'll respond to. And the things that I yearn for, I'll try to get. I don't have to make a study of myself. So he's saying most people don't. Zos va'od, moreover, kulanu trudim ba'olam hamaisa. We're all caught up with the real world, the world of action. Muskel rishon omer lanu, first impression says to us, "Sheyesh laharbas b'maisim b'chol shitchei hachaim." That one has to do a lot in all areas of life. Livnos felitzer ba'olam, to build and create in the world. V'gam lihibanos b'menu, and also to be built by it. Lizbases bo v'limtza bo'as mekomenu, to become established in it and find our place in it. And that takes time and effort. Ulam hamam and hamaymek chayv lizbonin bazet. But a believer and a person who thinks deeply has to contemplate this. Hello, Aborius Baruch Manegis Olamo. Hashem runs his world. Hu kol yachol, and he is omnipotent. Velo nivtzer mimenu lahavi olamo lidei t'uda gam biladei ma'asenu. And it's not missing from him the ability to bring his world to its destination, its goal, without our actions. Right. It's almost a hackneyed concept that everybody thinks like that. The world can't function without me, and my company is reliant on this and on that. And as soon as you just realize that, like, the world would go on even if I didn't run it. And I think he's going to say that in order to be able to focus on one's inner world, one has to be able to step away from the notion that the Olam HaChitzoni needs me so much. Continue with tomorrow.